it's affected us all in different ways. Some of us are trying to be a bit stronger for others and things like that. I think mine and Perry's main concern have been Leah and Morgan at the moment, and just trying to be with them as much as we can and you know, encourage them to talk about things and not to bottle things up. But it's a hard one with them being teenagers as well. I think as they get older it gets harder and they tend to be quite quiet. They're not very keen to sort of have a chat about things at the minute. So yeah, I think most of mine and Perry's energy have been focused on them at the minute, really.
Has having things to get ready for the funeral, has that helped at all?
I think it did do to start with. You know, it tends to give you something to do and you don't really get a chance to sit and think how you feel as a person. But as it's got nearer, it's been harder for me. Feels quite final.
You've been, maybe public's not the right word, but things like Twitter, things like Facebook, you've been very open with what you've been dealing with. Has that been a tool to help you cope?
No, I think the reason I've done that is because I've really, really wanted to just make people understand what it's like. Because I think people don't get a real idea, you know, they think, oh, poorly little kid and this, that and the other. And I just wanted to really just give people that little bit of an insight into how it is. And why should you hide it away? Why should you not tell people, you know, why? It's life. And I wanted to sort of, you know, there's lots of people out there and there's lots and lots of children out there that are in similar positions, and I just felt it was something I needed to do just to also make people realise what it's like to be a mum in this position. You know, rather than hide away or keep him hidden away in a little house and doesn't see anyone, we've always been quite open with Lewis and we've always encouraged him to do everything normal and to not let his illness stand in his way. And I think at the end of the day that was the best decision we ever made, because it made him strong and it made him, he was happy and he was confident, you know, and he lived a really happy life. There is no part of his life that I can look back on where he was sad or he was upset. You know, he was very happy and very, very, very brave and very wise beyond his years as well. So I look back and I do feel as though, I don't know, I feel like I handled it right. I know the outcome wasn't what anybody wanted, and especially not us, but I do feel that as his mum, I'm very proud of him, and I think we all just did our best as a family.